What's up, everyone? This is Anthony Pompliano. Most of you know me as Pomp. You're listening to the Pomp Podcast, simply the best podcast out there. Now let's kick this thing off.
Jack Maulers is the founder of Zap, which has created Strike, an application that allows anyone to send money instantly with no fees anywhere in the world. Saquon Barkley is the best running back in the National Football League, and he plays for the New York Giants. In this conversation, we discuss Saquon being paid in Bitcoin, financial education, Strike, inflation, and building generational wealth. I really enjoyed the conversation with Jack and Saquon, and I hope you do as well. Before we get into this episode, though, I want to quickly talk about our sponsors. First up is LMAX Digital. LMAX Digital is the number one institutional crypto exchange that offers clients the deepest pool of crypto liquidity on the planet, underscored by a 100% uptime track record through volatility spikes. Leveraging LMAX Group's liquidity relationships and ultra-low latency technology, LMAX Digital is the market-leading solution for institutional crypto trading and custodial services. They feature a central limit order book streaming spot Bitcoin, Ether, and Litecoin, all paired with US dollar, euro, and yen. You might never have heard of LMAX Digital, but that's because they only serve institutions, no retail allowed. If you work at an institution and you're not using LMAX Digital, you're behind. Make sure you go check out LMAX Digital, the number one institutional crypto exchange. They're secure, liquid, and trusted. I've talked to the CEO on the podcast before. I'm very impressed with their work. You can learn more at lmaxdigital.com/pomp. Again, lmaxdigital.com/pomp. Let me know what you think once you check them out. Next up is Public Rec. They simply make the most comfortable clothes in the world. Public Rec is on a mission to make comfort look good, too. Their fan favorite, Flex Short, is the ultimate crossover short you'll need all summer long. When I moved to Miami, I was looking for a pair of shorts that I could wear whenever and go wherever with them on. From the beach to the gym, this quick drying short has you covered. I literally wear them almost every single day. Comfort starts with a better fit. Free shipping, free returns. Visit publicrec.com/pomp and use code POMP at checkout for 10% off. Again, if I wear them, they're good for you. publicrec.com/pomp and use code POMP at checkout for 10% off. Last but not least are our friends over at OKCoin. OKCoin is one of the most popular licensed exchanges. They've been heavily investing in Bitcoin developers. They've delisted anti-Bitcoin type assets. And generally, I'm just down with the way they approach business. OKCoin is the first to bring new cryptos to market, offering some of the lowest fees in the industry, an easy-to-use app, and an earn feature. You gotta check out their brand new, beautifully designed app. And as of today, they also became the first US exchange to list NEAR. It's easier than ever to sign up. You can buy and trade crypto in just 2 minutes on OKCoin with credit or debit cards, and you just link your bank account to the best new crypto assets. So get started and go to OKCoin.com/pomp. Again, OKCoin.com/pomp. OKCoin, they keep investing, making sure that Bitcoin is going to become the next global reserve currency. So go check them out at OKCoin.com/pomp. All right, let's get in this episode with Jack and Saquon. I hope that you enjoy this one.
Anthony Pompliano runs Pomp Investments. All views of him and the guests on his podcast are solely their opinions and do not reflect the opinions of Pomp Investments. You should not treat any opinion expressed by Pomp or his guests as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a particular strategy, but only as an expression of his personal opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Hey guys, what's going on? Jack, Saquon, you guys hear us?
What's up, boss?
Not much. Jack, you got us?
I'm here, baby. I'm here and more than ready. Let's go.
All right. Saquon, you need to get a background like Jack. We got to get you go in the closet or something so that you could sit there with no clothes in the closet like Jack.
I know. I got to switch it up. Jack, I got that same hat, by the way. Good taste in fashion.
I know. We did a little co-shopping in Beverly Hills not too long ago. We got a lot of the same stuff.
All right. So Saquon, let's start with you first, just in terms of help people understand. When you came out of college, it was pretty well known that you were going to be selected very high. Everyone knew, hey, this guy's for real on the field. But I think you've always had this interest in kind of business and investing and really trying to understand stuff off the field as well. How much what I'll call like traditional education, either the NFL or other people really provided versus have you had to figure out some of this stuff on your own?
Well, you're kind of going in and out, but I think I got the gist of the question. When you first come out the league, let's start in college. You know you have success. You see where you're able to go on the draft board, and you know that you could break that curse in your family of creating wealth in your family. And you start thinking, what can I do? What's the safest way? Obviously, I want to be more. Board on football players, so you start asking questions. Obviously, you hire a financial advisor. To be completely honest, had no clue about what I was going to do or things that I can do. And when I got to NFL to help my money grow and to invest, and I was very fortunate enough to find an amazing team with GoPoint, an amazing manager who put me in the right positions and put me in contact with guys like you and Jack. And to be able to have those conversations, continue to learn. And, NFLPA, they do a little bit of stuff. When you're in NFL, when you come into college, they're like there's a seminar when you have, and they bring ex players and they bring people in to talk. But you really just learn about what not to do with your money. Don't buy these cars. Don't buy this house. Don't do this. Don't do that. And it's basically just scaring you to saying, like, dang, like, the realization that, yes, you may have a lot of money, but especially after taxes, it's really not as much as it seems. And you want to find the best way to save. And that was the gist of what I was taught and what I've learned so far coming out of NFL and into my rookie year and so on.
Yeah. And so I know you've got this interest in kind of investing in private companies now. Talk a little bit just about like why you're personally interested in that and kind of what have you done in that space?
You see the KDs, the LeBrons, the Bradys of the world. You want to create generational wealth. You can't do that just off of, especially in the sport that I play, in the position I play, and coming off an injury. That's kind of stuff that kind of makes more sense. When you sit out of football for a whole year, you realize that this game could be taken away from you and make you sit back and think, damn, if I never played down of football right now, this is how much I have. And that's not enough for generational wealth. So you got to find ways to invest, find ways to put yourself in the right positions and in contact with the right people to help your money grow in a smart way and do it the right way.
Got it. And so I know that you've got some news for us today. We've been talking a lot about kind of Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies. I know that you spent a bunch of time with Jack. Talk a little bit about just how you see Bitcoin, why you spent so much time learning about it, and then kind of what your future plans are.
Well, obviously, you see inflation. You see how high it is right now. And you learn that you can't save yourself to wealth. You can't. So that's why... I had a little bit of conversation with Jack. One, Jack, this guy is going to change the world, by the way, but we'll hop on that a little bit later. It's a special dude. But that's why I'm going to be taking my marketing money in Bitcoin.
All right. So hold on here. This is important. You're going to be taking 100% of your marketing dollars, which is, by the way, you're like a well-known dude. People like you, brands like you. You do a great job on the marketing side. And you make, eight plus figures in terms of marketing dollars. You're going to take 100% of that in Bitcoin and specifically try to insulate yourself from all of the inflation and the issues with cash.
Yeah, I'm going to do that, especially through Strike also, too. I feel like that was my motto before coming into the league is, just live on my marketing money. And now that I see with inflation and learning so much about Bitcoin, surround myself with a great team and be able to learn from guys like Jack. So I think it's just be a smart thing to do and the right thing to do to start taking my investment money through Bitcoin and through Strike.
I tend to think that this is probably a pretty good idea. Jack, talk to us a little bit. I know that you spent a bunch of time with Saquon. Just the conversations you guys have had, what the thought process here is, and then how Strike works in terms of helping him take 100% of his marketing dollars in Bitcoin moving forward.
Yeah, well, Amir compliments right back at Saquon. He's obviously a tremendous football player, but I hope that the world gets to see the individual he is. He's a leader. He's a trendsetter, and this is a huge move that he's making, and he's setting an example not only for himself, his family, his team, but I think for the wider NFL, and I think for all millennials our age. The problem that Saquon's facing is a problem everyone faces, is that non-working capital, capital that you want to save, capital that isn't required to spend on your day-to-day life, which is rent, which is your phone bill, which is groceries, capital that you want to turn into generational wealth, that you want to eventually turn into a house or to a car, you can't save it in cash anymore. And the inflation problem that Saquon's hinting at is extraordinarily real. And so then, you know, instead of asking why would I buy Bitcoin, well, where do I put my cash is the more accurate question to ask. And, you know, Saquon went through this journey on his own, and everyone's doing it currently. So, I don't know, you can try commercial real estate, you can try precious metals. And it turns out Bitcoin is the first asset class that humanity designed from scratch with our bare hands. And we as a community built it to solve this exact problem. And Saquon became very familiar with the problem set, the solution. And Strike as a company, we strive to develop the best financial experience on the planet. And I think a core nucleus of that is access to Bitcoin in this way. You should get rewards in Bitcoin. You should be able to buy Bitcoin for as cheap as possible. You should be able to take your direct deposit, your everyday paycheck, as the wage that you're earning by dedicating your life to your craft, and split a certain portion that you want to save and persist and grow wealth and protect against inflation. That's exactly what Saquon did. I mean, we had conversations about, you know, the guy's making eight figures plus annually in off the field in marketing deals and brand deals. And this is capital that he wants his kids to use, his kids to have access to, buy a big house with. And we talked about how, you know, inflation in housing has reached over 20% right now. And so that annually compounding year over year, that means that his dream house is going to be twice as expensive in 5 years, or his cash that he's saving this marketing deals that is going to be worth half as less. And he has to start saving that wealth in something else if he wants his dreams, his house or his daughter's tuition or the toys that she wants for Christmas. If he wants those things to be attainable and achievable, he needs to save in something else. And he decided on Bitcoin. We're more than happy to support him in that effort.
Absolutely. And so Saquon, when you think about this, how much of a conversation is Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies and stuff like that in the NFL, other players talking about it? And what do you expect to be kind of the impact of you making a decision like this? Is this now multiple other people on the team may do it, or just kind of how do you think about the other players in the league?
I think this is a conversation that's, I don't think I know it's a conversation that's being had in locker room, but I think it just starts with just learning. And I'm still learning, and you guys still learn, you guys still understand. I think Jax did an amazing job of describing it. And obviously you guys know, cuz that's kind of where it came into it. I saw it, I was like, what is this? And, you know, he kind of, you know, we kind of got into the conversations of it and talked about it. Then I got to be surrounded by a lot more people that knew much more about it than myself. I think there's got to be ways that we could continue to just educate just not just only athletes, but just the world on Bitcoin and what's really going on and what's the problem in the world and how Bitcoin can really help.
Absolutely. Jack, explain exactly how this works in terms of, does Saquon have to go and renegotiate his contracts, or like, how does it go from, he's got these marketing contracts and endorsement deals. How does he actually get the Bitcoin? How does Strike work?
Yeah, this is a product that we're developing and deploying actively over the next 30 to 60 days to every consumer in the United States. And that's that you can line up your direct deposit product, just like you do to Chime, just like you do to Venmo, just like you could to Cash App. And you can divide a percent. Hey, of this paycheck, I want 50% of it in Bitcoin. I want 75%. I want 25% of it in Bitcoin. And the mental model that every American should deploy and everyone in the world is, listen, I can't save in cash. So listen, you don't like Bitcoin? Fine. I could talk to you about it for hours, but put in something else. Put in something else. You have to. It's trending on Twitter right now, right? And so the product is very simple. It gives you direct access from your paycheck to saving and preserving in what I hold personally and our company holds is the best savings technology of all time. And being able to build a product for someone like Saquon, I mean, Saquon's job is to be a running back. You know, Saquon's job is not to understand public key, private key cryptography. It's my job. And giving him access to a product that allows him financial sovereignty, financial independence, and an ability to grow and preserve his wealth. And, you know, Saquon's profession coming off an injury in the average NFL career is 3.5 years. I don't care what you do. That is not enough time in any profession to build generational wealth, period. And giving guys like him, he deserves it. Every American deserves it. It's a foundational human right to have access to sound money materials to live a high quality of life. And that's what we want to do. And I'm proud of Saquon for this move. I mean, it's a really brave thing for him to do. And I think he's setting a huge example on a big stage, obviously.
Yeah, I completely agree. All right, I got one last question. I'm going to turn it over to my brothers. It's a more fun one. It's a two-part question for Jack and Saquon. If Jack and Saquon play one-on-one basketball right now, who wins?
Me.
That is That is so wrong.
It wouldn't even be close, Pomp. It wouldn't even
We've had this conversation before. One, I would just use my sides. And two, he's not fast enough or strong enough to stay in front of me. I don't even know if he can touch the rim. So I like my chances there.
What people don't know, Pomp, is if I were 6'4", there would be no strike. I'd be in the league. And so, you know, that was just, you know, the Mother Nature's way of ensuring that Bitcoin progressed in the way it did by keeping me 5'8 and 150 pounds. But I still think I could beat Saquon one-on-one. And
who do you play like again? Who you try to tell me what's your game like?
I'm like Steph Curry. You play like Glenn Big Baby Davis. I'm like Steph Curry.
All right. Second part of the question is, if Jack and Saquon sit down and play chess, who wins?
Him. I found out he was like some chess master before, like state champion in high school. So don't let him trick you into playing a game for sharing your money on Strike. He's going to take all of it.
Saquon, we heard a story that somebody said to Jack that they were a chess master, and Jack was like, "Oh, you're a chess master?" They were like, "Yeah." He goes, "All right, cool. Pawn e4. What's your move?" like we don't even need a board. We're just going to talk it out right here.
Right.
All right, Joe, John, what questions you guys got?
Saquon, thanks for doing this first off, and congratulations. They're already saying in the comments that they're going to pick you number one overall in fantasy this year. So, so there you go. But I think my question is probably a little bit off of what you were talking about earlier, which is, what's going on in NFL locker rooms, right? And I think when you look back to like the 80s and the 90s in professional sports, a lot of the conversation was about athletes going broke and not thinking about generational wealth and how to build wealth and investments and stuff like that. And personally, I feel like that's kind of changed more recently, right? And you see, you know, we've gone out to dinner with you and other guys, and it's kind of more conversations around investments and stuff like that. And I'm curious, has that been your personal experience? You know, when you're talking to other professional athletes, whether it's in the NFL or the NBA or other leagues around the world, are people more concerned about this stuff? Are they more interested in it? Like, how's your feeling about that?
I would agree. I would say that they're definitely more interested in it. And that's a conversation that are being had in the locker room. But like I said, kind of picking back on what's up before, it's the educational part of it that I see that lacks, and including myself. That's why when I'm with you guys or I'm sitting down eating dinner, I try to ask so many questions, because not only I want to learn for myself, when I'm able to go back to the locker room, I can explain it. I can explain it the right way to my teammates. And, you know, your teammates is people that's going to be some of your best friends for life, people that's going to be at your weddings, you know, brothers for life. That's what as they like to call it in football. So you want to see them succeed too. And the things that I can learn and things I can educate myself on, to go there and have the conversation. And I'm a big believer in playing devil advocate, and maybe someone disagree, maybe someone agree, but having those conversations and seeing both sides, you'll be able to hear both sides and get somewhere in your mindset where he's like, all right, even if I didn't agree with this, or I don't believe it's going to be that way, this guy had you know, educational background behind it, or said some critical things that made me think and have a different kind of thought process on this conversation. So I would say education is the big thing that continue needs to have in the locker room. And like I said, I'll be the first one to say it. I got to continue to learn more about it. But I think we can find more avenues and more way to help expand that.
For sure. John, what do you got?
What's up, Saquon? Jack, congrats again. Yeah. So one of the things I wanted to ask was about just like your investments and what you've been looking at. You mentioned talking with Jack about how you invested with him. And also, I believe you've done some stuff in like the sports industry. It seems like you're really open to doing anything. Which is great. So you're outside of just like the sports realm. And I think guys like that, when they go to KD, the LeBrons, they know that they're open. So LeBron's got the Spring Hill, KD's got Boardroom Ventures, everything like that. What are you looking at investment wise?
Those are the things that where I kind of want to go to now is become more than an athlete. Obviously you have your big deals, and you know, I'm very fortunate to be able to work with the big companies like Nikes and such like that. But we want to find your way to get into deals where you can use your brand to help promote it, but also help build that brand. As you help build that brand, you're building yourself also outside of football. And those are kind of things that I'm looking into. And yes, I'm open to anything, but that's very, another thing I would say that happens in locker rooms and with athletes. There's a lot of things that's thrown at you. It's a lot of things that's thrown at you. A lot of investment opportunities, of equity and all that. But you gotta have the right team around you. like I said, like Jack said, my job is to be a professional football player and be a dad. So I don't really have that time as much as I would like. So I have an amazing team behind me that we go through every investment, every deal, and really thoroughly think through it. And we see what we think is the best opportunity for me.
Yeah, I'm sure coming into the league, there's everyone and their mother's got an idea of where to put your cash, what to invest in.
Yeah.
Saquon, you're an investor in Strike, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Obviously, we both think very highly of Jack. What is the thing that you think most impressed you about him? And we're going to embarrass him a little bit here. But what was the thing that kind of caught your attention?
This is hard, to be completely honest. He's not in it for to make a lot of money or be famous. He really want to make an impact and really change the world. You can see that the way he talk and the conversation you have with him. You can see how passionate he is. And those are things that, you know, as just a human being, you love to see in another human being. So I would say that's probably the biggest thing. It's his heart, how passionate he is, and does this man really want to change the world, and he's going to change the world.
I tend to agree. We're going to get him a different kind of background there, but that's fine. Jack, are there lots of athletes that are reaching out to you, musicians, artists, like folks that have high income and high salaries that are worried about inflation, that are trying to figure out what Russ Okung or Saquon is doing here, or kind of what are you seeing in that front?
Yeah, everywhere. Not only athletes, but musicians, actors. You know what I think is really unique, Pomp, and I've heard you. I don't know. Can I call you Pomp? Because yeah, there's a lot of Pomps here.
As long as you don't call me an asshole, that's fine. We're good.
I won't call you an asshole for this from. No, but I've heard you say before, which is a really interesting point that you make, and it's true, that you can't build wealth as an employee. You've said that before. Is you got to own equity. You got to own an asset. If you want to grow wealth, you can't be working paycheck to paycheck. Now, that's true, except maybe Saquon Barkley. He's a very valuable employee. He makes a great living, right? And you can argue that, well, Saquon runs his own independent business, right? And athletes are independent businesses, actors, actresses, musicians. But generally speaking, what I'm trying to get at is you have these employees. Saquon's an employee of the New York Giants. And they pay him handsomely, and he's got making tens of millions of dollars off the field as well. But point being that he still is subject to getting a paycheck, that his employment is priced in dollars. So Saquon's signing a contract that lasts X amount of time priced in dollars. And if you price in inflation and you price in taxes, he's actually losing like 30 to 70% of that money by the completion of his contract, right? And so then he's got all these commercial real estate agents, these club promoters, his family telling him what cars to buy, what things to invest in. And I have the opinion that these people are relatively abused by their employer and by the people around them that they're taken advantage of, and that they are one of the only rare employees in America that can potentially build generational wealth, build an independent business, build an independent brand, leave a legacy like Saquon's worked his whole life for, and that people are getting in the way of that, and that the NFL and a lot of his counterparts aren't tremendously honest and potentially misleading to him. And I think it's a real problem. And so I think a lot of the people contacting me that is in the NFL, in the NBA, in Hollywood, are starting to realize that, starting to realize like, hey, I'm making hit after hit after hit. I'm number one on the billboard every week, but somehow after taxes, after inflation, after I listen to my cousin, after I pay 20% off the top to my commercial real estate broker, I don't have anything left. That's bullshit. Sorry, am I allowed to curse? It's yeah, like, what the fuck is that? I thought it was that if I make hit after hit, or I score touchdown after touchdown, I work my ass off, I act like a good citizen, a good man, that this isn't how it works. And I think everyone is starting to open their eyes to that. And, you know, the craze of Robinhood and now Bitcoin is this is a press. The Federal Reserve has perverted risk tolerance across all assets. No one knows what anything's worth anymore because no one knows how to value a dollar. They're more printed by as the seconds that go by. So all that to say, I think every American, everyone in the world faces this problem from a high level. And I think folks like Saquon have a very unique visibility into it because they are high profile employees that do make a large wage of living. And there's a lot of opinions in their ear. And I think Bitcoin is the most accessible way to defend against inflation. It's the most accessible way to protect and preserve wealth. It's one that you can do independently. You don't have to give a real estate broker any percentage of it. We don't need you guys anymore. Saquon can line up his direct deposit, toggle how much he wants to save and preserve for his daughter, and then go fucking run a linebacker over. He doesn't have to worry about anything else. And that's what it's all about.
I completely agree. Before I let both of you go, Saquon, the most important question we have today, the Giants going to win a Super Bowl? Are we going to win the Super Bowl this year?
You know, that's the goal. That's every team's goal, is to come out there and compete for a championship. But it starts with, we start camp in 2 weeks or a week and a half or so. And it starts there. You got to come there with the right mindset, believe in each other, believe in the coaches, and take it day by day and see where it goes from there.
You didn't see this because you're only on Zoom, but we pulled up Saquon Barkley, and there was a before, and we were looking at what we should put underneath that. And at first, we had running back New York Giants, and we made an audible. We said, no, you got to put the true title. We said, the best running back in the NFL. So that's exactly what the title is. So we figured that now that you're coming back from the injury, you're gonna prove us right. So we're super excited about watching you guys play this year, and obviously very excited about the investment in Strike and kind of being co-investors there. But I think just from our side, just congratulations. You know, this is obviously a huge decision on your part. We tend to think that this is a very smart decision and likely history would be very kind to you, but it takes real courage to kind of take a step like this. And I think people will, you know, not appreciate it until a couple years from now, but it's pretty cool to see. So congrats again on making this decision.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, Jack. We'll talk soon, my friend.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And I want to say Saquon, man, congrats. I spent some time pomp with him recently, a few weeks ago. People don't understand the diligent work that goes into coming back from an injury like that and then putting yourself again in front of 300-pound professional athletes to get hit one more time. Puts a lot of work that, and then also has the time and peace of mind to put his daughter and his family in a tremendous financial position. So Saquon, you're a superstar. You deserve all the credit in the world, and you're setting a great example for others to come. So congrats, dude.
Much love. Thanks, brother.
Jack, I love you. Saquon's whooping your ass in basketball. All right, guys, we'll see you later.
No chance.
All right.